This is an IELTS Energy podcast episode 1170. Don't play it by ear with idioms for business and IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You know that idioms are necessary for IELTS speaking, but did you also know you'll need them in the future when you land your dream job? Natives use idioms all the time in real life. Take notes today. These three idioms will increase IELTS scores and help you in the future. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Aubrey, we are here with an inspirational message for our students and three idioms.
Yes.
Such a packed, awesome show today.
I know. I love idioms so much. I love sharing them on social media, talking about them on the podcast. They're so fun. And I know you guys out there, you know you need idiomatic language for the speaking exam. And this is a great place to learn it because we share in context how you can use it on the test, sample sentences. This is the best place to learn an idiom.
So, funnily enough, vocabulary and idioms for describing numbers and amounts or plans, this category of vocabulary, guys, is necessary for IELTS, of course, because you need to talk about amounts and frequency all the time on speaking. And then, of course, IELTS task one, right? Academic, describing those numbers, and task two. So this vocabulary, guys, you need to have for IELTS, but also, surprisingly, you're going to need it afterwards as well, especially if you have to use English at work. And we know a lot of you guys are taking IELTS because you want to move to another country, you want to study this in English, you want to immigrate and start working. So guys, you will probably need to use these at work in the future.
Yes, all of these idioms we use all the time at work. And you're surprisingly how informal we are. We use idioms and phrasal verbs all the time at work. So guys, if you do work in English or you might someday, be sure to check out our quiz to find out your business English level. It's at allearsenglish.com/work quiz. And we also provide free resources there at your level. So definitely check that out.
Yeah, guys, you might as well, because a lot of the stuff in there will also help you on IELTS, all right? Mm-hmm. English is English at the end of the
day. Exactly.
So, all right, let's get into this. What is the first idiom we use at work and on IELTS?
Yes, ballpark or in the ballpark. This comes from baseball, softball. I was just at my daughter's softball game last night, and the ballpark is the whole field, the bases, the outfield, the whole area is the ballpark, which is gigantic. So when we use this idiom in the ballpark, we're talking about really broad range, right? Just close. If you're in the ballpark, you are not talking about exact numbers. We're talking about estimates and just trying to get close.
Exactly. Last night I had a Zoom meeting because I'm on the HOA board and we're discussing like roof repairs and stuff like that. And so we're talking to this consultant, this construction consultant, and I'm just like, okay, do you have a ballpark number as to what the emergency fund is or something like that? So like, guys, I'm just showing you that we do actually use this all the time when we're discussing business. But like Aubrey said, on IELTS, we can also use it, right? I think this is a great word for IELTS speaking. if you don't know exactly something, like when was the last time you went to a museum and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Ballpark guess, maybe 6 years ago. So just use it as an adjective, like a ballpark guess, ballpark number. It's like roughly or approximately, or like I'm guessing, but this is close.
Yes, exactly. Or after you say something, you say, that's definitely not exact, but it's in the ballpark.
Oh, I love it. That one would be so easy to add on to your answers, guys. And remember, this is something we're recommending for speaking. I wouldn't use this in writing task one. It's a little too informal.
Yep, exactly, right? There are much higher level, less common words that you can use that mean the same thing, right?
Totally. Yep.
Okay, let's go to the next one. This is a really interesting phrase that we use in business, move the needle, which means to make progress on something. Say, okay, guys, we need to move the needle on this project. Let's get some stuff done. And definitely also useful for IELTS. If ever you're talking about studies, studying for IELTS, work, anytime you need to make progress, right? I've really been needing to move the needle on my vocabulary. So I'm adding vocab to my notebook.
Totally. Or I need to move the needle on my IELTS score. I need to move the needle on increasing my IELTS band score. Let's see. So could we use this in writing? You know, ballpark and move the needle would be perfectly fine for general training letters, I would say. And move the needle, I would say, is appropriate for task two, problem solution essays. Remember, including idiomatic language that is also formal enough is a great way to prove you deserve a 7 or higher for vocab, because the examiner does look for idiomatic language, interesting language that is still formal in your writing task two essays. So I would say this is appropriate for problem solution essays. What do you think?
Yeah, I could see an example sentence like, in order to move the needle on this, governments must institute educational courses, something like that. You're totally saying, in order to make progress on this issue, governments need to do this. And instead of make progress, especially if you've already used that in your essay, this is a great paraphrase.
Totally, totally. All right, one more idiom for you guys. Play it by ear. So this is only appropriate for informal general training letters in task one, but it is more than appropriate for any time on the speaking test. This is an awesome idiom that I think we use quite often. Do you use this?
I actually just used it today. I was texting a friend. We're supposed to go to this market together, and I wasn't sure exactly what time we'd be able to leave. So I said, I'll text you and we'll just play it by ear. Means we're going to wait until we have more details and then we'll make a decision.
Yeah. Or like, we can't make plans right now because I don't know exactly. So closer to the time, we'll figure it out, you know, like, yep. Just we'll figure it out later, right? That's all it means. So if you're asked about movies, right? There's a speaking part one topic, movies and cinema. What do you like seeing when you go to the cinema, for example? You could say, you know what? Honestly, I pretty much will watch any movie. What I like to do is just play it by ear and just choose one when I get there, because I just like watching movies.
Nice. This will be so useful for travel too, because often you have to be flexible. You have to play it by ear when you're traveling. So task two, task one, if you're describing a vacation you took or any kind of travel, you say, we always have to play it by ear because you never know when something's going to come up.
Yeah, that's a good point. In IELTS speaking part two, when you're asked about events, experiences, plans, stuff like that, this is so useful, right? Because hopefully, guys, you don't plan every little thing and you do play it by ear or act spontaneously sometimes.
If you do, you just end up frustrated, right? If you're trying to, I have a friend that when we travel, she's trying to, you know, schedule every minute out, and then she gets frustrated when stuff comes up and it doesn't go according to plan. Like, you just got to play it by ear.
Totally. I know. I am in the middle of planning a 2-week road trip for James and I this summer. And you know me, Aubrey. I love lists. I love planning. I love organizing. I just love all of these things. Yes. And so, like, I have to plan on playing it by ear. Like, I literally have to, like, add to my itinerary, play it by ear. So I remind myself just to like do whatever comes up or like leave some empty days.
Totally. Leave some space to be flexible, to play it by ear. Otherwise, it's difficult for everyone around you if you're stressed out and things aren't going to plan. You just have to be like, that's fine.
But also at the same time, like, I feel stressed if I don't have enough planned. Like, that stresses me out if it's just wide open because I'm like, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do with all this time?
So I have to have half-half. Okay, guys, if you don't want to play it by ear, you want to know what your business English fluency score is. And remember, this quiz, these free resources, guys, this will help you on IELTS as well. Take a free English quiz. Why not? Go to allearsenglish.com/workquiz and get started. All right, Aubrey, this is fun. I love talking vocab.
I know, right? I'll see you next time.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.